This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to the Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
And welcome back. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, and you are listening to what is now called the Ron Edwards American Experience. And again, welcome. And I'm so honored to have you joining in on today's broadcast. It's going to be a good one. They all are, but this one is dandy as well. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. As you know, they still are trying to grind away at this impeachment stuff, but thank God, I believe it's winding down. Right now, breaking news, they are dealing with the Wuhan virus. The president's staff has been giving us updates on what they're doing with that situation. And, they're on top of it. I'm amazed at the differences between our two countries, as great as China is, and how they just, with all their controls, how they control human activity to the nth degree, but yet they don't have enough common sense to control things in their food habits and things of that nature, like eating bats and all kinds of things that can cause the spread or the beginning of the spread of diseases and all of that kind of stuff. And it just amazes me how sometimes in some societies there's a lack of common sense. I mean, if you look at the Bible, there are things we should eat and there are things that we should not eat. And there's a reason for that, because not everything is good for us to eat, whether you pray over it or not. They're just things we should not as human beings eat. And bats, and they eat centipedes, all kinds of dogs, cats. It just doesn't go well with the human anatomy. And in time, when you continue to eat things that are not meant for human consumption, you weaken yourself, and you're more susceptible to diseases, and things can get going, and you have a situation where they're over there fumigating entire cities. I mean, clouds of fumigation. And there's the other extreme. They have no kind of controls on how to deal with situations. They'll use chemicals like crazy. So they could be harmed in the long run, by how they deal with it chemical wise, but we pray for them. We pray that they will get wisdom. We do have officials on the ground over there. You know, we'll wake them up. But this is another reason why we as a nation, should not be so entangled with other nations. We should get along with them. We should be able to trade with them equitably, and let them live as they choose to live, but not become entangled. And once a nation has identified itself as an enemy, you should also make it very restrictive for those people to come here. I think the president has added to his list of nations six more restricting people coming to this country. We finally have a president. Isn't it great? We finally have a president that's really governing on our behalf. And it's amazing. This guy is truly like the Ever-Ready Bunny. He just keeps every day, bam, 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 doing things, and yet you have the other side. The only thing they're fixated on, impeach 45. That's all they it's like they're on a drug or something, and they can't help themselves. And the thing that they continue to claim as the reason why he should be impeached, I am very disappointed with Mitch McConnell, by the way, because constitutionally, if you read into it, my friends, he did not have to even allow this madness to go this far. He had the constitutional authority in his position to stop it in its tracks, because what the president is even accused of, even if that is true, that does not register in the realm of impeachment. If that's the case, we need to really roll back time and go after Ali Obama. Because remember when he said, I'm going to work without Congress, and I've got a pen, and I've got a phone, and I'm going to do what I want to do if Congress isn't along with me. I mean, come on. And we have to stop allowing these Democrats and others to delve into this area of double standard. I mean, if they want to, they do it alone. But we, on the other side, have to do as the president is doing. Go about the business of America. And we can let the enemy Democrats, the Chinese, and all of them huddle together and try to work against us. You know, the Democrats have been against our country for a number of years, just as much as any other foreign entity or any foreign entity. If you don't understand that or believe that, I can explain that to you. I mean, look at their actions, look at the things they say, look at the things they support. The Democrats do not support anything. I look, there are a few, there's a couple. There's one or two of them that are against taking away the Second Amendment. But the majority of them, the vast majority, 99% of them, are not in favor of anything that is good for this country. They're not for lowering taxes. In fact, it was Uncle Joe who said, everything that the Trump administration has accomplished, I will overturn it. And everything that the Trump administration has done has been good for the country. Some of them haven't gone as far as I think they should. Maybe he hasn't gone as far as he has. But none of his actions have done more harm legislatively than things that have been passed. I think we should be pulling our soldiers out of Iraq. You know, that's an asinine situation. But in Saudi Arabia, we keep watching over them. They're wealthy enough to build their own army. Trust me, they've got a lot of money over there in Saudi Arabia. They don't need us. They really don't. They talk a lot of smack behind our back, and we run around acting like, oh, they're our best friend. Well, we have one friend in the Middle East that we can rely upon, and that's Israel. Israel, Israel, Israel. And after that, it drops off dramatically. So my folks, we as Americans, we've got to wise up. We've got to straighten up and fly right when it comes to our republic. We've got to pray for our president. We've got to continue to seek ways to force our legislators to govern on behalf of this republic instead of trying to destroy it through impeachment. Impeach 45, as Maxine Waters likes to say. But anyway, we've got a lot more to talk about, as we shall, at 844-790-8255. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, it sure doesn't. Man, I'm live, and we're living in pretty good days, if you're an American, despite a lot of the negative activities we see going on around us. There's still great things going on, my friends, and we must build on the good and defeat the evil. Well, miracles, we are back in the day and age of miracles. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski will vote against a motion allowing witnesses to testify in the Senate's impeachment trial of President Donald John Trump, almost certainly allowing it to end mercifully without the additional testimony that Democrats are pushing for. That is a miracle. If anyone knows about her, she's basically a Democrat who calls herself a Republican, I guess, because she likes the name Republican better than Democrat, but she acts usually all the time like a Democrat. But this is a minor miracle. She did have a conversation last night with a couple of folks that were already voting no to this, and so very good stuff. And so that makes sure that they cannot get a majority to continue this charade for much longer. And hopefully the legislative branch can get to the business of governing. I can't say get back to it, because they haven't done anything since the Trumpster has been in office. They've been on this impeachment bandwagon since, before inauguration. Well, breaking story, three people tied to universities and a hospital in the Boston area were indicted on charges that they lied about their ties to China or tried to help the Chinese government. Among them was Dr. Charles Lieber, the chair of Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Prosecutors said that Lieber had a contract with the Wuhan Institute of Technology. He also ran a group. He ran a group that had contracts with the Department of Defense and National Institutes of Health. Well, federal agents said that Lieber lied big time about his ties to China when he bid on those contracts. It appears that China paid Lieber hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years for his involvement with the Chinese entities and for his work on research for Chinese gain. Lieber was arrested at his Harvard University office and then placed on administrative leave. He will not be able to participate in his teaching or research roles anymore. Tisk, tisk, tisk. The second indictment is a Chinese national who was working as a researcher at Boston University. Lelling said that, my story jumped. Well, anyway, a border search of Yang Yingyi is a lieutenant of the Chinese military, but failed to disclose that while applying for a U.S. visa, Yi is currently in China and has not been arrested. Authorities are probably letting her skate. A border search of her electronic devices showed Yi had to comply. Compiled information for the People's Liberation Army about two U.S. residents with extensive research in robotics and computer science. Now, Boston University said that Yi left the school in April 2019 and are fully cooperating with investigations. Yeah, right. The third indictment is Chinese national Xing. I'll just say the last name, Xing, who was sponsored by Harvard and working as a researcher at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He was allegedly caught at Logan Airport. He was trying to get out of here in December, trying to smuggle biological material out of the country. Beth Israel Deaconess released a statement of its own, saying that we are deeply proud of the breadth and depth of our research programs. Any efforts to compromise research undermine the hard work of our faculty and staff in advanced patient care. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, this is why it just keeps on giving and giving, folks. More and more reasons why we cannot be entangled with these nations. They have a whole different standard of morality. And it's not like we've been exactly living up to our standard of morality ourselves. But we don't need to add fire to the mess, okay? And we have to start cutting these nations loose. We and Israel are the main innovators of the world when it comes to medicine, when it comes to space research, and all that stuff. We're number one. And these other countries that pretend they like us, you know, we're so glad to get along with these people. They're stealing from us. They steal intellectual property. They rip us off. And because of our foolishness, they turn around, send their pregnant women over here to have their babies, so that those babies are then called citizens. Then the parents take the baby back to China or wherever. And they can come over, the babies can come over here after they're brainwashed and, turned into a communist robot that hates America, but they know how to smile and make us think, and, you know, they click their heels and blink, oh, wow, they like us. I mean, the cycle has been going on over and over again for so many years, folks. It's about time that we unstupefy ourselves in this country and begin to really utilize God's wisdom and stop relying on being friends with nations that do not like us. We need to do a better job maybe of embracing ourselves, and we the people of America, and really seeking the betterment of our own nation and being the best that we can be, and not relying upon other nations to help make us better. Because when we do that and we continue to be entangled, we're the ones who end up holding the bag of stupidity. We really do. And so, and I have to keep going back to the Founding Fathers. Go into the Federalist Papers where they explain all this stuff. And they talk about the warnings and the problems we will get. A lot of the things that you see going on today, they saw. They saw, even though the government they were setting up, the type of government they were setting up, had never, ever been formed to this degree in world history. They had democratic governments and officially democrat governments in the past, like Greece, and democracy eats itself. In the beginning of Rome, it was sort of a democracy. It ate itself. And as they continue to democratize America, if we don't get back to our constitutionally limited form of government, which focuses more rights on the blessed individual instead of the mob, if we don't get back to that, these good days that we're building upon with Trump will be short-lived, and we will quickly digress back to the mobology that we were just swimming in just 3 years ago, when we were careening into a destructive wall. We were careening and had Mrs. Clinton been elected, I wouldn't be on this show right now. We would probably be, I don't know, digging for worms or something, trying to find food. We'd be in a similar position to the folks in Venezuela. It did not take long for Venezuela to get into the position that it's in now. They gave, just think of how quick things can change. Venezuela, the people of that great nation, gave up their guns in 2012. And before the end of that decade, Venezuela became the poorest nation in this entire hemisphere. Maybe Haiti, okay. The second poorest nation in this hemisphere, and the hungriest people. I mean, they don't need Orkin down there anymore. They're eating all the rats and the insects. I mean, termites are, you know, they're in jeopardy. I mean, and this is some horrible stuff. And this is a result of people not being vigilant. Maintaining our freedoms is something that it never ends. The fight to maintain our freedoms never ends. It's like breathing. If you stop breathing, you die. If you hold your breath too long, you're going to die. Well, if we don't continue to vigilantly maintain our liberties, our God-given unalienable rights, they will be wiped away. Many of them already have been. We think we are free. At best, we are operating in a mongrel economy, a mixed economy, and we have vestiges of freedom and liberty. But we are not truly free. Try not paying your property taxes on a house. Even after you've paid the house off, you supposedly own that house, right? No, the pimp will tell you, oh, you don't want to pay these taxes? Your butt will go to jail or you'll lose the property. Which means your rights have been inhibited based upon what this country was founded upon. I mean, there's so many angles. And I'm getting into these details today because, look, we don't want to get fat, stupid, and happy. The economy is not going to go down. Things are going to get better. But while we have this window of opportunity, we must be more vigilant than ever. While we're prospering and we're growing in that way, this is the time to really hammer away at what I believe God intended to be this nation. A constitutionally limited republic, example of liberty and prosperity, not the world's tite, as they would say. You set an example for other nations to follow so that they can prosper in kind. Not let them all in and you think you're going to feed everybody on the planet like the Democrats want to do. I'm Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. I shall return.
A federal judge has ruled that a Judeo-Christian law firm's case can move forward against two leftist Michigan officials who were targeting it as a hate group. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Almost 1 year ago, the Michigan-based American Freedom Law Center filed a lawsuit against leftist Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel and Michigan Department of Civil Rights Director Augustin Arbubel, the unlawful targeting Christian patriotic-leaning organizations that the Progressive Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled as hate groups. The American Freedom Law Center took the issue to court, and federal judge Paul Maloney denied the plaintiff's motion to dismiss the case. American Freedom Law Center senior counsel Robert Muse is pleased the judge has allowed their lawsuit against office holders who chose to weaponize their office and authority against groups they do not like is a very good first step. But this case against leftist politically motivated abuse could take 3 to 5 years to litigate and completely resolve. I believe government officials throughout our republic will be keeping an eye on this case as it moves forward. Hopefully it will help reestablish freedom of or from religion in our republic. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
We the People and Ron Edwards, an unbeatable combination. Express your views at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. It is you and I together, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. This bit of history. We must never forget what has made us great. During the World War II, Carlos Romulo, he was born in 1899 and he expired in 1985. He was a Philippine general renowned for his heroic activities during World War II. And he said this to America, "Never forget, Americans, that yours is a spiritual country. Yes, I know you're a practical people. Like others, I've marveled at your factories, your skyscrapers, and your arsenals. But underlying everything else is the fact that America began as a God-loving, God-fearing, God-worshipping people." So true. The Founding Fathers, most of them, the majority of them, were believers. And even guys like Benjamin Franklin, before he passed away, said that we should adhere to these principles that he found so marvelous in the Bible. That's just today's historical tip for the day. As we move along, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards Experience, thank you so much, and you can join it at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. And right now on the Ron Edwards Hotline, we've got a special, special guest. Her name is Denise Edwards. She's head of the Zechariah 2-5 family. And the Zechariah 2-5 family, they're a mighty army, a mighty, mighty army. And I respect them highly for what they do, because without them, America would be faltering. Without the prayers of the wonderful people, even during his day, George Washington would have faltered. Many people have discounted for many years the need for prayer warriors throughout our country. Even I did. I'm guilty of that, too, in the past. What do they need to do all that for? Well, after I learned a lot more about history, I found out. Well, here to talk about that and some of the important issues of the day that the Zechariah 2-5 family has been covering is Mrs. Denise Edwards. And thanks so much for joining us on the Ron Edwards Hotline.
Well, hello, Ron. And, you know, we forgive you for that faux pas.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? But you know, I woke up from that stupor, and here we are today. First of all, before we get adrift, I want you to tell folks, what is the Zechariah 2-5 family, what you guys do, and why is it so important?
Well, I'll tell you what we do by starting off with why it's important. Y'all, one of the reasons I think that you misunderstood the importance of prayer in history is because it just honestly wasn't taught to us in the most honest manner. And what I mean by that is people may or may not have heard the story of George Washington being shot at 17 times and the Indians realizing that God was with him. They tried to shoot his horse out. They did all these things. And the bullet holes that were in his coat, but not in his body. And as miraculous as that was, the part of that story that never gets told in our history books is that his mother, Mary, was an intercessor, that she loved to pray. In fact, George Washington actually buried his mom in the garden where she prayed for him until she passed away. And so the reason many don't understand the value of it is because we're just not taught. Prayer is critical. I've always posted on Facebook and said to people for years, history belongs to the intercessor. And the reason I say that is because our job is to come into alignment with God's will for a person, a place, or a nation, and that's what we do. So we gather Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every day during the weekday, to engage in warfare, to engage in prayer, to pray in behalf of our leaders, because we're instructed in Timothy to pray for those in leadership. It doesn't say pray for only those you vote for. It says pray for those who are elected officials, those who are in leadership, whether they're kings or senators or presidents or what have prime ministers. Our job is to pray and pray God's will and pray for their wisdom. Certainly that has been lacking in some locations. So certainly you pray for the wisdom and the health and the safety of the leaders, and you pray that they do the right thing.
But wait a minute.
What have you.
But wait a minute. If they're doing the wrong thing, one thing that I learned is that you pray for a change of heart or change of address. So,
yep, that comes in handy. Sometimes you have to remove their platform of influence,
yeah.
and you do pray that you always pray that people get a chance to get their eyes open. That doesn't always happen. There are people and this may offend the sensibilities of some of the Christians or even the seculars, but there are people who are just as sold out for evil as there are people who are sold out for good and sold out for Christ. And so you need to be discerning. Because you can pray till you're blue in the face, and some people have already made a decision. And so you need to know when and how to pray for people, because if they've sold out to do evil, you know, that's their choice, and God always gives us free will.
Let me ask you a question. Our president, I have witnessed you guys praying for our wonderful president many, many, many times. And I want you to tell us... real quickly, if you feel that it's okay to do this, I would like you to maybe talk about a situation where prayer went out and it was answered in regards to our president, and as an example of the history that's being made in our time.
Well, let's see. There are many prayers. There are many things. Sometimes we've actually been on the prayer call, and I've seen the answer break on the news. But I'll give you an example of why strategy is released and why God shows us things even in advance of. When we first began this prayer call with the many men and women that call in from around the United States and even from London, the Lord began to show us that there was spying devices in the White House that had been left from the previous administration. And so we began to pray about that and pray that that would be exposed. And not long behind that, after Trump was put in office, after he was inaugurated, they moved him, I believe it was to New Jersey or to the Trump Tower in New York, and for 30 days. And I think it was Chief of Staff at that point, John Kelly, and they had the White House cleansed. And there was reports of spyware and various devices having been artfully left in the White House. So again, if you say, well, boy, that sounds strange. Well, if you study scripture in the Old Testament, there were times when Israel would be engaged in battle, and God would either fight for them or he would show them the strategy and they would outflank them and ambush them and overcome the enemy. And it was because they were choosing the Lord's side and God went ahead of them in battle. So that hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can get advanced strategy of the enemies of God even still today in 2020.
Well, you know, in our American history, there was a time when colonists led by George Washington were trapped. They were in New York, and they had to escape that area, but they were trapped and by the British, had them surrounded by sea and land. But there was a small area they knew they could get out, but they couldn't unless there was a fog, because they couldn't even do it at nighttime, but they needed fog where it wasn't totally dark. And they prayed, George Washington led prayer, and there was a huge fog that came over. And the next thing you know, they were able to escape. And in the morning, the British were like, where are they? Where are they? Well, they were looking at them by telescope the day before. So you're right. And there are many historic examples in the Bible and in our own nation where prayer has been instituted, and you had some great results. I want you to give folks your website and how they can get in contact with you, because I'm sure that there are many folks out there that would like to join your worthy effort.
Well, if they have access to the internet, the fastest way to get the call-in information is to go directly to www.comministry.org, and that's comministry.org. All the phone numbers are on there. And also, if you're unable to join us in the morning, every day we have a beloved assistant, Daryl, who works with us, and Daryl makes sure that the recordings are uploaded so that you can listen and be in agreement and hear even the strategies of heaven. We're going further and further into the time of God's manifestation, and you're going to see signs and wonders, and people are going to begin to understand the value of getting details and intel from heaven directly. And
hello?
So that's a great, great thing.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with me on the show today. And, we'll have you again next time. Don't stay away so long. The audience loves you. And, keep doing what you're doing. And God bless you. And God bless America.
Thank you so much. And God bless you, Brian. Keep telling the truth.
Amen. All right, there she goes, a great American, Denise Edwards, head of Zechariah 2:5 family. Folks, you heard the information, get in contact, and join in the effort to help restore our America through prayer. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
That's right.
You're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Sure doesn't. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thanks so much for being with me today at 844-790-8255. That is the Ron Edwards talk line number. Well, you know, Trump has done it again. This time, he's looking out for our backsides again. The Trump administration announced today that it was curbing legal immigration from 6 additional countries that officials said did not meet security standards as of an election year push to further restrict immigration. Officials said that immigrants from Kazakhstan, Eritrea, Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, and another nation will face new restrictions in obtaining certain visas to come to the United States of America, but it is not a total travel ban, unlike President Donald Trump's earlier effort that generated outrage around the world for unfairly targeting Muslims. You know what? What do you mean unfairly targeting Muslims? I dare you, as an American, as a Christian, as a Jewish person, as a black person, to go to any Muslim country around the world and see how unfairly targeted you would be. I am tired of America kowtowing to these people around the world because, you know, people that don't take the time which I had the displeasure of doing because I wanted to know what I was talking about, of reading the Quran and understanding what these people mean to do to us. We should be able, we have the unalienable right of, as a nation, to restrict who the heck we want to. And by the way, it is of my opinion that we should restrict both, we should stop illegal and highly restrict legal immigration in this country. And I would, if it were up to me, we would have a 5-year moratorium on all immigration into the United States of America. 5 years. You know why? Listen, boys and girls, the reason why is because we have had so many people coming into this country. If even when you cut off all illegal immigration, legally, you have 1.5 million people coming into this country every single year. If that alone is not curtailed, in 10 to 20 years, we're going to have 440 million people living in this country, and that doesn't count the Americans and their babies. But Americans will be outnumbered. So you have waves and waves of people. So you don't have, you don't give time for those who are coming, have come into this country to become assimilated into this country. They're just continuously fed the old country ways by new people coming over. So there's no time to get acclimated to America. So then you wonder why you have Dearbornistan. You wonder why they're between Dallas and Fort Worth. You have this huge enclave of people who said they will not assimilate into America. They hate our guts, but they want to be here. Minnesota. You have Ilhan Omar. She hates this country. She supports terrorists. Yet the Americans were so stupid. Stupid. That's it. Capital letter stupid that they elect this woman who illegally got into this country by marrying her own brother and faking things. And we're supposed to sit there because the world may get mad at us because we want to stop certain people from coming. You know what? We need to really tell the world where to go because they don't grow our food. They don't bless us. The better we do, the better they do, just on principle. The reason why England is now out of the EU, the European Union, and congratulations to them. This is the official day that they've totally walked away from the slavery of the European Union. Is because of Donald Trump inspiring the people of that great nation. Now, I understand that Boris Johnson does not like Donald Trump because Donald Trump, I don't know, I don't understand why. Donald Trump is a truly nice individual, and he's done nothing but good for the country. He's made some mistakes, but the good far outweighs the bad or the mistakes. And, you know, hey, Boris Johnson wants to join up with that Chinese company for their technology. Basically saying, giving the finger to Donald Trump, who said, hey, maybe we shouldn't, have close ties with that Chinese company, which has been proven to steal intellectual property because they're not bright enough to come up with their own. So they steal from us because we're stupid. We invent stuff, we're intelligent in that way, but we're too stupid when it comes to guarding our own material. Now, we know that people are stealing stuff intellectually, electronically. All we have to do is continue to vigilantly put up walls. That you say, well, let's have an agreement. When has China ever stuck to an agreement? Someone, please tell me. I've tried until I tried out to find out when to look and see where China ever stayed, you know, stuck to an agreement. They never have. And this trade agreement, the only reason they signed on to it is because of the tariffs. And they know that Donald John Trump is tough enough to say, you know what, you're not going along with it. Back go the tariffs. And another thing. this deficit, the spending, you know, the Congress doesn't have enough time to govern, but boy, they still find time to spend our money like crazy. If the spending level continues where it is right now, in 10 years, the deficit, or the debt, one of the two, the deficit, will equal 98% of the gross domestic product. So we have big heaping problems to be concerned about, and it's not because there's not enough money coming in. There's more money coming in than ever before because we are in a period of prosperity. There was even record amounts of money coming in during the Obama years. But much more is coming in now, but Congress makes sure that they spend above whatever comes in, and then guess who gets the blame for the increased deficits? They'll blame Trump. That's how it's designed. They did that to Ronald Reagan. The only time they cut the spending and they got a balanced budget was under Clinton, because Republicans in the Congress cut the spending, and Clinton was smart. He went along with it, so he looked good, and the Republicans at that time were willing to actually cut spending, and things were great. So, it's these little things that we need to pay attention to while we're in this period of prosperity, so that we don't have a collapse unlike what happened in 1929. Just a warning, something we need to look at while we have the time to look at it. And I think we should curtail Muslims coming into this country. We should. I have the stones to say it, and I'll back it up with history and facts, not emotionalism. Because I'm not against people. I'm against people that don't have our best interest at heart. You know, if they were, Buddhists, if they were the same way, I would feel the same way. If they were Catholics, I would feel the same way. So when I get sometimes these stupid emails or communications say, you're bigoted against the Muslims. No. They're the ones who are presenting themselves in a certain way on a very consistent basis. And so we have to act accordingly. We cannot be stupid on behalf of political correctness and make nice with people that would cut our heads off. And these other countries, look what has happened to Paris. Look what has happened to parts of England. When we were over in England, when we were driving, we were told, hey, this is a no-go zone. I'm like, what? One of the greatest civilizations in the history of the planet, England, stupidly allowed people that hate them to come in, and now in huge sections of Birmingham and London, you can't even go. Because they've allowed these people to take over like that. And because of that, no one complains about them. But we have a president that says, you know what, this kind of stuff is not right. And then he's called a bigot by Democrats. And why is that? Because Democrats are not on our side. And I'll prove that and more on the next presentation of the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and it's been a great time. Thank you for joining me. I will join you, and we shall get together on the next edition of the Ron Edwards Experience. God bless you. God bless America.